go back to a topic we were speaking about earlier in the programme. This is the recommendation to the government by the Low Pay Commission that the minimum wage be increased by 50 cents. It's currently €8.65 an hour. They're likely to recommend that it goes up to €9.15 an hour, and the Cabinet is expected to look at it at some stage and approve it within the next couple of weeks and months. Well, speaking on this programme earlier, Fergal O'Brien, the head of policy and chief economist with the employers group IBEC, said that the recommendation in the national wage is at odds with all the economic evidence.
But from what we can see in the wider economy and what's happening in business, there isn't an evidence base or a rationale for an increase at the moment. We're particularly concerned about the impact this will have on either hours worked or jobs in the areas and the sectors that are doing less well. So we can all see that hospitality is probably doing very well in Donnybrook. Retail is not doing so well in Donegal. So this increase, if government accepts it, will impact on the cost of doing business in all sectors, in all regions of the country.
And that was Fergal O'Brien from IBEC speaking to us earlier. The CIPTU, that's the Trade Union General President, Jack O'Connor, is on the phone now. Jack O'Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Fergal O'Brien says there is no evidence to back up this increase in the minimum wage.
Well, I mean, he would say that, wouldn't he? And IBEC and the other business organisations have always opposed increases in the minimum wage. They told us way back when it was introduced in 2000 or thereabout that it would be the end of the world and that employment would collapse in the country and so on. And in fact, employment grew dramatically. I mean, they're on the record as far back as the 1970s when equal pay was introduced as declaring that any improvement for workers would be the end of the world. They don't really believe that themselves. It's just that they don't want to pay it themselves.
Yes, but he says there's no evidence. What evidence?
Well, the evidence,
what evidence,
the evidence
is there?
The evidence is this.
Up?
You see, various non-governmental organisations and trade union research departments and so on conducted a very exhaustive study last year and came up with the conclusion that it takes 11.45 an hour minimum. It's now been increased to 11.50 an hour for anyone to live with any sort of decent life in this country. And the interesting thing is that neither Fergal O'Brien's IBEC nor any of the other business organisations have ever challenged that on an evidential basis, because they know full well that it takes at least that to live a decent life in this country. And there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever been advanced, much less been substantiated, to challenge research.
They say that they have looked at all the factors. They don't see any evidence to justify the increase. They say that prices are not going up, that wages and salary rates are not going up, that 60% of domestic services companies aren't able to afford the increase, that 20% of businesses are below pre-crisis turnover level. We have the fifth highest minimum wage in the EU, and a minimum wage increase, they say, would have a very negative impact on certain sectors, particularly, they say, in rural areas.
Well, the thing about the citing the CPI figures is that the CPI figures fail to take account.
Sorry, CPI?
Yeah, the consumer price index figures. They're saying that the consumer price index hasn't gone up since 2008 or since the last increase. And what that fails to take into account is that there have been a number of charges and taxes and so on introduced since then, which are not factored into the CPI. Secondly, I heard the end of Fergal O'Brien's interview, and he was in the course of making the point that retail sales in the country are still one-fifth lower than they were pre-collapse. It strikes me as rather absurd that people articulating the case for people for the retail sector don't realise that the only way you can increase the potential sales in our turnover in retail is if you increase people's wages in the country. We in this country here rank about second highest in the OECD for the proportion of our workers who are on rates of pay which are regarded by the European Eurostat research agency as low pay. We have about 30% of the people who go to work every day in this country working for what is statistically regarded as low pay. And that's among the highest in the OECD.
He also makes the point that if this minimum wage were to be accepted by government, and it's likely to be so, that it would have a knock-on effect on other wages. Will it?
They've always argued that. We're engaged in a campaign here over the last year and a half or so now to increase wages across the economy. We're making considerable progress in the manufacturing sector and in some parts of services. And, of course, we're in the course of balloting on the Lansdowne Road proposals, which give something back to people who work in the public service. We're actually balloting on pay proposals at the moment, which range from between 2.5% and 4% in different employment. So wages in the economy are increasing. Fergal O'Brien, in fairness to him, acknowledged himself that most of the firms that are organised in IBEC will be increasing wages this year, and it's not because of what's happening in relation to the minimum wage. It's because of what's happening in the economy generally, and it's what the trade union movement, notwithstanding all the criticism of it, is successfully doing again.
SIPTA General President Jack O'Connell, thank you for speaking to us this morning.